This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 34 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are going to be discussing a movie that, so this is our second podcast of the week. And you know, when I host, we're doing our other categories. So first episode is these franchises. Second one, this month, we're doing Black History Month. And in honor of Black History Month, we are doing action movies that are led by a black lead. In this case, we got a Will Smith film, I Am Legend, as voted on by the fans. This was not picked by us. This was the people voted on my Instagram. And selected I Am Legend. So we're going to be covering that one. Alex, before we even get into anything, when's the last time you saw? I haven't seen this since the theater in 2007.
I haven't seen this whenever the Blu-ray came out.
2008.
Yeah, because honestly, okay. I don't own this movie in 4K. Even if it, I don't even know if it's out in 4K.
It is one. There is a 4K.
I did not even pick it up. So that's the last time I seen it was on Blu-ray. And then, of course, when we watched it for the review. So, yeah.
I watched this on Peacock. So there you go. I don't even own this movie. But I did stream it. So anyway, before we even get into anything and give you our numbers and all that kind of stuff, please, if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure you go ahead and hit that like button at the bottom. Go ahead and subscribe and go ahead and give us your scores for I Am Legend. I want to thank everybody who's been commenting. The last few videos, we've been getting some good comments with people giving their scores. They'll put, I give John Wick 2 a 21. I give John Wick a 13. It's great. We've been getting feedback. I love it. So please do that. If you're listening on the go, audio-wise, Apple Music or Apple Podcast, Stitcher, go ahead, give us a review. Give us some star ratings. Tell us what works, what you like, what you don't like. We love feedback, and we want to apply it to try to make the show better. So let's go ahead and give you our criteria, and then we're going to get to the box office with my main man, Alex. So, of course, we score all of these action movies on the following categories. Lead character, main villain, action, storyline, overall film, and then we add up the total points to give you a score out of 25. Now, box office. I Am Legend. Now, Alex is going to tell you, but you guys know I like to guess what it made. And if I remember correctly, I saw this movie in a theater, very packed. A lot of people there at a midnight screening. I have bad memories of this. This is a bad experience for me. Went very far. Short story. Went very far to watch this movie with some friends. Friends didn't show up. I drove 45 minutes to a theater on their side of town. They didn't show up. And then at 2 a.m., I had to drive 45 minutes back to my side of town. So I always thought maybe that's why I hated this movie. And I guess we'll find out when we get to the review. But, you know, this was Will Smith, 2007. I'm going to say this. I think this made a lot of money. I'm going to say domestic, this movie pulled in $263 million. That's my guess. I might be going high, but you know what? 263, and I'm sticking with it.
All right, so here we go. I Am Legend from 2007 box office numbers. All right, Nate, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Domestically, yes, it made $256 million. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it made $256,393,010. So you were dude, you are so close on almost all of these. It's crazy.
I feel like if I can get within 10, I'm it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
When you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, that's pretty good. Okay, yeah. So I was within 7. Not bad.
Here we go. International was $329,000,000, $17,042. That's a success for a movie overseas.
Massive
hit. For a worldwide total of $585,410,052 on a budget of $150 million.
Yes. Okay, well, big budget, but also big success.
Yeah.
And this was, of course, Will Smith was still prime. He was still in his prime. So this is not surprising at all. That's why I guessed such a big number. And, you know, if you watched our last review, we talked about John Wick making a bunch more in the U.S. This is what I was talking about. Usually overseas will be a slightly higher than America, but goodness gracious, almost $600 million in 2007 money. That's over 600 now, definitely with inflation and everything. All right, now we're gonna get to Rotten Tomatoes, where You're going to guess. What do you think this movie received critically and audience?
I'll say 79 critically.
Okay.
Audience score, I'll say 83.
83. Okay, so you're saying this is very well liked. Well,
yeah.
This is a, I'll tell you what, this is a first from what I can remember since we've been doing this show, in that the critic and audience score is the exact same number.
Uh-oh.
But it's neither of those numbers that you gave me. It's, both of them are 68%.
Oh, I was going to say 70, that's a 79. That's a 79.
Yep. Little high on the audience, but yeah. Either way, 68 on both. I've never seen it where they agree with the exact same score, but mm-mm. Here we are. It was bound to happen. So it's certified fresh. Well, it's not certified fresh. It's just fresh. 68%. Yeah. So, but you know what? None of these things matter because the only thing that matters is my score and Alex's score.
That's those right.
Are the, when you come to watch or listen to the Action Movie Guys, those are the numbers you came to hear, and we're going to give them to you. So, Alex, I'm going to let you go first. You're going to tell us about the lead character played by one Mr. William Smith. His name is not William, by the way. It's Willard. One Mr. Willard Smith.
His character's name was what? Kimball? What was his doctor's name?
No, wasn't it Neville?
Neville. Dr. Neville, was it?
Yeah.
Pull that.
What? I thought it was something Neville.
Yeah, I think it was like Neville.
Robert Neville. I think it is Robert.
Yeah, I think so too. I just pull it up in 2 seconds. Yeah, Robert Neville. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. He was actually good. He was very believable. Mm-hmm. Will Smith at his finest. That's what I will say. He carried this movie by himself. Like, pretty much, that's exactly what he did. Him and his beautiful dog carried this damn movie. But I'm not even going to drag this along because it's not much to say, because honestly, he was in by himself in New York City, running around, talking to himself, going to Blockbuster or to a video store and picking up some movies, talking to mannequins. Like,
yeah.
He did a great job. Very believable. I mean, I was stunned at how believable he was. Like, even rewatching this movie, I was like, okay, this dude is, there's a reason why this guy could play any type of movie, because he's good. Not many people I could say that's like, I mean, there's a lot of people who can say he's good, but I'm just saying, like, someone that was a rapper and became a movie star, like, this guy does not look like he has a music background. It looked like he's just a straight actor. And I will give him a 5 as Robert Neville.
Yeah, you know, this movie, I wasn't a fan of it 14 years ago when I saw it at the theater, and I was very angry. But rewatching it this time, I do remember one of the main things I did like about it was Will Smith. He is great. I agree with everything you said. He carries. You want to talk about someone carrying a movie? He absolutely carries this movie. He is on screen. I want to say 99% of the movie, he is on the screen. And he has no one to work with for a good chunk of it except a dog and some CGI, because them things ain't there. Then they do introduce some other people later in the movie, and then, you know, thank goodness he could talk with people. But for half of it, pretty much, he's alone. He's just there. And you can feel the his loneliness, you know, like when he's at the video store and he's talking with him. It's like, he did a great job. I agree. I gave him a 5 as well. I think the character is good, you know, as a scientist who's still trying to fix something, even after everything that's happened and how terrible the world is. I think he did a great job portraying everything, you know, with that character. So I'm right there with you. I also gave him a 5. All right. Now, villain. So let me just tell you something. On paper, cool villain. In execution, I absolutely hate these things. So one beef I've always had with this movie. First of all, the CGI is terrible. Is bad. And it's 2007. It was bad then. I remember when I saw this movie, I was like, what is... Avatar came out in 2008, I think. You know, 1 year later, there was a movie that looked... It was like stunning visual effects. And this movie looks crap. The CGI is crap, and it looks worse now watching it back. So that's one. They could have used people, okay, and done certain things and executed this far better. Also, This is portrayed as a disease, a sickness throughout the entire movie. He's trying to cure like a disease, right? These are the strongest, fastest, most incredible diseased people I've ever seen in my life. This is not so much a disease. They almost have superpowers, okay? Except they can't go out in the sun. And I know in the original novel, they're vampires. They're not these things, whatever these are. I would rather have seen vampires. I'm going to be honest. These things can't talk. They think, but like you don't really discover that they kind of have feelings or anything till the very end of the movie. You know what I mean? They're just sort of mindless CGI, ridiculous looking things that jump around. And I hate it. I don't like them. I think they're terrible. I give it a one. I'm not a fan. I never have been a fan of the villains. It's always been one of the things that drags this down for me from being as good as it could have been. So I'm going to give them a, as a whole, there's a leader. I don't know his name, bald guy. I don't know. A one for me.
You know, I'm going to, I got to, the CGI on these vampires suck ass. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what the hell happened. I saw it today and my OLED destroyed that CGI because that looked
don't
like
get
a piece
this in
of
4K.
Shit.
They probably look worse.
I don't know. It might look better because there's more data. So it might flesh out the CGI. But it looks like crap on Blu-ray. I said, Santa Maria, this is no good. And honestly, the storyline, I kind of, okay, great. He's, you know, and again, I don't, because I know you said Omega Man. I'm thinking this is the Vincent Price is the last man on Earth, because that's the movie that I feel like it's the same as this one. He's a scientist that stayed in the house and then he met a vampire. So it's like, for me, it's kind of the same story. And
sure,
that one was way more believable. And that was Vincent Price with no CGI. And I'm like, this one, yeah, Will Smith performs excellently. And instead of having 500 extras running towards him, you get these CGI dudes that look like World War
PS2.
Z. Yeah.
They look like PS2, the graphics. Yeah. They're not good.
It looks so horrible. Even when the guy tackled him and the sun hits him, and he goes, ah, and then you see his skin peeling, and then he goes, ah, and I was like, what is this? And honestly, for me, it did not work. I gave him a one also, because honestly, like the last scene does make up for it a bit, but it was already too late for me because that whole villain sucked. I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah. You should have did this in the beginning. Like just tons of hordes running all over the place going crazy, but it did not work for me.
And you can tell early you might be in for a bad time with CGI when the lion and the deer come out and they don't look that good. It's like, uh-oh, this don't look that good. Imagine how these... It looked better than the villains.
Yes,
but something that looks better than the absolute worst is still not that good. It's like, if you think of the movies that came out around this, they all had better, you know, like I said, 1 year later, which means probably they were filming near the same time. You get Iron Man and like Avatar and like movies that look so good that it boggles the mind that this looked this bad.
Dude, isn't the Lord of the Rings Two Towers, that was all CGI, right? That whole battle of whatever the hell.
All three of the Lord of the Rings movies were made 6-7 years before this, and they all look 30
fantastic
times better.
Yeah.
This looks like The Mummy from 1999. And don't get me wrong, I love The Mummy. And the effects are okay for 99, but these look like 1999 special effects, and it's 2007. So it came out December of 07, almost 2008. Yeah. Pretty rough. So we agree. The villains are trash. Okay, action.
All right, this movie has no... I mean, he's in by himself. So what action can you give this? And we are a movie podcast. So action movie. So I gave this a 3.5. Now...
Ooh.
Because it was good. The ending is what saved it, because him trying to protect him and the girl and the kid, and everyone is bombarding into the house. I love that. I was like, this is what I needed more of. I like that. Him driving through New York and they all following him or whatever. They were smacking his car all over the place.
Yeah.
I was like, but still action, because that's what it is. I gave it a 3.5. It wasn't as great, but I thought the ending made up for it. So I gave it a 3.5.
All right. Well, here we are. We're back to normal. Last week was Generous Nate. This week, no, sir. I gave it a 2. Look, I agree with you. I like the end scene. That's pretty much what I scored it for.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, all it is, the closest thing to any action you get is like him driving his car kind of fast in empty streets. You know what I mean? Like, there's no one else there. And then you just have the CGI guys who are, they look ridiculous. And they affect the action because they're, most of the action, they're in those action scenes and they look trash. And it just takes me out of it. It takes me right out of it. So I agree with you. This is, it's more of a, sci-fi movie. There's just horror elements for sure. There's action beats, but it's not a full-on action movie, definitely. So, thanks for voting for this one, guys. I wish you, I put some other Will Smith ones that had more action, but I Am Legend is what won. So, I think people look back at this movie fondly. I think I have a lot of friends who enjoy it, but I think mostly they enjoy it for Will Smith because it can't be because of the action, because there's none. There's barely any, I should say, not none.
Yeah.
So 2. All right, storyline. Now, I will give credit where credit is due. I do think this is a very solid storyline. Borderline great, to be honest. The setup is great. And I do like the flashbacks. How they have the flashbacks with him and his family and when the whole thing started and all that kind of stuff. This one guy who's pretty much by himself, or definitely thinks he's all by himself, like on Earth with just his dog, surviving. Very interesting, very intriguing to watch him, go about his day and see what he has to do to survive. I wish these things, like I said, were like the book. I wish they were vampires that could talk, because I remember reading an article somewhere about the books. I never read the book. I'm not a big reader, but I know that there's a character who's constantly talking to him, from the outside, and is tormenting him. You know what I mean? Because he has to stay locked up all day and all this kind of stuff. And I thought that would be awesome. I almost wish they'd remake this and make it more accurate to the book or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even mind if Will Smith did it again. He was fine. He's not the problem. It's these things that he's going against. So I'm going to give it a 4 because I do think it's a strong suit. I do think it's an intriguing story. I just think there's a lot of other crap that brings it down for me to not be that fun of a movie to watch. But the storyline is good. So I give it a 4.
All right. So in this category, you're the generous. You're generous, Nate, in this category.
I'm back. Generous Nate.
I thought the storyline was good. It was strong, but for me, it wasn't, I felt like it needed more because they showed a little flashback of what happened, how he lost his son and all that crap. And I'm like, all right, great. But we didn't get how viruses start. All of a sudden, how people became these stupid things and how they, hoarded and New York became crap, got a little bit of it, but they didn't give you a full on. And then I felt like the whole thing with the girl and the kid and I don't know, to me, it just felt like every other movie out there. It just didn't feel unique, where the Vincent Price was unique. And I know people are going to say, but this is the book. And yeah, I don't give a shit. We're watching a movie. I'm not talking about the book because I never read the book.
Same.
So I gave it a 3 for good. I'm not going to give it a 4 for great because, yeah, the story was the strongest suit of the movie. But these vampires, again, how did they become this strong? Did the virus mutate? Did they become 10? What happened for them to get this strength of vampire-ness? Where did this vampire flu come from?
How can they run 30 miles an hour?
Yeah, so that stuff that is where I knock it. And I'm like, you know what? It's a good story. It's not great. And I think that's where it, for me, fell flat, pretty much.
Sure. So, all right, sounds good. Now, overall.
Overall, because of the stupid villains, and I don't think the storyline was strong, but it wasn't as great. I gave it a 3.5.
Generous Al, right back.
Generous. I knew you were going to hit it hard. I knew you were going to hit it. Dirty Nate is going to come back.
Dirty Nate and the boys.
Yeah, Dirty Nate and the clan. But yeah, look, I gave it 3.5 because I think Will Smith does. If you want to see someone carry a movie, Will Smith does it. The storyline is good, but where it falls flat is these villains. You don't know where the hell they get the string from. I know people are going to say, well, they're vampires. Yeah, but not every vampire is super strong, super fast, super... I mean, there's different types of vampires if you want to get all technical and shit. But, like, where did this virus come from? And that's where I was like, you know what? It's a 3.5 for me. So, it's a...
You know, to your point, to people who are saying these are vampires, these are not vampires.
These are zombies.
They're supposed to be vampires. Yeah, they're supposed to be vampires based off the book. They're not. They are infected people. That's pretty much what they, you know, what they call them. They're infected people. So I agree with you. It does not explain. If they were proper vampires, I could understand why they would be stronger or, you know, do certain things, because vampires typically have some sort of, you know, powers or whatever. That would make more sense. But in the story that they told, they're not vampires. They are supposed to be sick people. And these sick people can jump super high. They can climb. They can run fast. They're super strong. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. It's a 2 for me. And, you know, I thought maybe I was jaded by my bad theater experience, and that's why I didn't like it. But now rewatching it, I've discovered I just don't really like it. It didn't have anything to do with the theater. Will Smith is great. If you are a big fan of Will Smith, sure, watch it for him. He's worth it. I will say he's worth the, you know, price of admission. His performance is great. And the dog is great. It's very sad, you know, what happens with the dog and everything. I think they did a good job. That's a good way to do that, where they make it, because, you know, anytime with animals, you know, sometimes it could be a little bit, like where they try to, like, they want you to cry, right? So it's manipulative. Like, they try to manipulate you. And I don't think this movie did that. It was, like, properly sad what happens with the dog, and it was logical. You know what I mean? It's not like he went outside and got hit by a random car, and now he's dead, and you're going to cry.
Yeah.
It was something that was involved in the storyline that happened with the creatures, and he had to do it, and I do enjoy that scene. I think that's a good way to do that. So I like that. There's things I like, but the villains are so bad. The action is so minimal, and I just think it's a weak... I think overall it's a weak film. This launched Francis Lawrence, the director of this. This launched this guy, because after this, he did 2 Hunger Games movies, made a ton of money. And I know recently he did Red Sparrow with Jennifer Lawrence, which maybe we'll cover one day if we do like a spy month or something. But, you know, it was good for him, I guess. But I don't really like this movie too much, so I gave it a 2. So let's go over our total points. For me, that works out to be a 14 out of a 25. It's a 5, a 1, a 2, a 4, and a 2. I don't love this movie. I don't get it. As far as like how it's as popular as it is. Cause like I said, I know a lot of people who really like this movie. I don't get it, but also that's fine. You know, maybe they just really love Will Smith and like watching him work. I will say that's worth it. But other than that, I'm not crazy about it. How about you?
Yeah. Mine's is a 5, 1, 3.5, 3, 3.5. That's a 16 even.
Oh, so we're close.
So yeah, it's 2 points over yours. I think it's a decent movie. Like, overall, it's a decent flick. Like, if you want to sit back and turn off your mind and you just want to see Will Smith at his finest, I Am Legend. You know what I mean? Like, my wife loves this movie. So, like, that's the reason why we have the Blu-ray. But now that, I mean, she's going to find out I have the 4. It is a 4K. She's going to want to buy it. But, yeah, look, it's a solid movie. Not solid. It's a decent movie. I can't say solid. It's a good, decent movie for those of you out there.
I know you said if you turn off your mind. For me, I want to turn off my eyes because I don't want to look at these things. They look atrocious. They look absolutely horrible. I can't stand them. They're ugly. They're a very ugly CGI. I'll say that. So anyway, that is I Am Legend. Hopefully, I think in the comments, we might get some people who like this movie because, like I said, I think it's more popular than it is to us, but whatever. That's fine. Let us know in the comments below what you think of the movie. Next week, we will be starting... our franchise movies will be starting with First Blood, the first Rambo film, and then our second, or third, I should say, movie in our Black History Month, Black-led action films will be a big... This is a biggie. We're going with our first... It's our first Marvel movie. We will be covering Black Panther, as voted on by the people. The people have spoken. Black Panther. So we're going to be covering that one. So keep an eye out next week for those 2 episodes.
Yeah, look, in terms of that, look, that's everything you're getting for this week. and the following week. And of course, if you want to follow us on all social media platforms, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews and check out his podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. Anything for Levels of Geeks, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, Levels of Geeks across the board. And of course, check out our website, www.levelsofgeeks.com, where we have merch, our articles, our movie reviews are all up there. Our podcast, video, audio version, everything's up there. And then, of course, our Patreon page. If you guys want to become a Patreon member, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/levelsofgeeks. We have tiers there. And, of course, the community corner. You guys could put up your own reviews if you're in the highest tier there called Ultra HD Geek and some other stuff, other perks for you guys' enjoyment. You can watch us record our episodes live.
Yeah, as little secret, we got people in here watching right now that you guys can't even see. So there you go.
Yeah. So
it could be you.
Yes, it could be you. So with that said, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Episode 34, I Am Legend from 2007. That's your host, Nate. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.